Helen quizzed you earlier. You got all of these right. Well done. And we're looking at patience this morning. Now, patience is really important for every single one of us. When St. Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament, was writing from prison in Rome to a church in a place called Ephesus, this is one of the things he said. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And Paul is trying to get down from his prison cell all the really, really important things he wants to get across to the church. And one of them is, he says, you've got to be a people of patience, bearing with one another in love. As you came in, as Helen told you, some of you are still there spotting where's Wally. And I hope you found him. Put your hand up if you found Wally. You did. Did you find more than one Wally? No, you did you? Well done, Caitlin. That's fantastic. And at the back as well, I asked you to be completely honest and put a tick on our patience-o-meter about whether you were ultra-patient or ultra-impatient. So where do most of the crosses come, Helen? Can you see them?
There's an amazing spread. Somebody... zone. Few people who still need their holiday right down at the zero.
Okay, so some in the zero. So hands up if you are ultra impatient. How honest of you. Well done. Okay, including one or two dads holding children's hands up. And hands up if you are ultra patient. Well done. Oh, well, if that's true, we are amazed. That is fantastic. And also at the back, we had a series of notes, and what the question we asked was this: when are you most impatient? What makes you really, really impatient? Helen's just going to bring those down the front. Are there a few of them
okay,
down there?
I'm just getting
While
them.
While they're coming, shall I tell you one of the things that makes me really impatient? Okay, this is me being honest. It's when one of the boys leaves the milk from breakfast on the table for the whole day and doesn't put it in the fridge. Why do they do that? I ask myself, does anybody else have the same sin in their house? No. Fantastic. Well, some of you said, I'm impatient when I'm waiting for food, when I'm commuting or in traffic, when I'm driving in London, when someone doesn't do something I've told them to do about 50 times. That's clearly a mum. When I have to do jobs before playing. Ah, and they've even put their name there, but I won't tell you. Was that you, Ben? Well done. When others can't make decisions. It did say Ben, yes. Drivers hogging the outside lane. When people don't fit into my schedule. That's very honest of you. Waiting for my family to get ready when we need to leave the house. We all know that feeling, don't we? Slow checkouts. Yes. Another big beef of mine. Waiting for my husband to get ready. That's clearly not my wife, I hope. Parking and other drivers. Laziness. Mislaying things. That happens when you get to 50 a lot. When no one else stacks the dishwasher. And... top of the bunch, IKEA furniture assembly. Wow, I am not at all surprised by any of those answers. Because the truth is that patience isn't easy, is it? Patience is really difficult. And sometimes I would be the most patient man in the world if I was the only man in the world, I think. But other people sometimes don't help our patience. Do you know, I'm really encouraged because even St. Peter was very impatient. So in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 18, Peter comes to Jesus and he says this, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times. I think Peter's just had a falling out with one of the other disciples. And he thinks, right, I've got to six. This is the last one. Do you feel like that ever? Anybody feel like that? Okay, one or two of us being honest. Well done. Seven times ought to be enough to to forgive someone, shouldn't it? And Jesus, do you know what he says? He says, not seven times, Peter, but 70 times seven. Hands up if you know what 70 times seven is. Caitlin? Keep thinking. Anybody else? 70 times seven? Yes, Jamie? Yeah? Anybody 70 times seven? Come on, guys. Who knows their seven times table? Yes, Sue? 490. Sue is an accountant. Well done, Sue. That's great news. Now, Jesus didn't say keep counting. Didn't mean keep counting till you get to 490. He meant, Peter, you've got to keep on and on and on and on forgiving. You need to have patience. And then Jesus told Peter a story, and it's a story in which two men ask someone else to be patient with them. In fact, the Bible says they beg them, be patient with me. And we're going to watch this story on a video clip. In fact, in the reading from the Bible that they use, it says, have pity on me. But in many translations, it says, have patience with me. And I think that's probably a better translation of the Greek. Defer your anger is what the Greek word means. Hold back. Let's watch this story that Jesus told Peter.
This story will show you what the kingdom of heaven is like. One day, a king decided to call in his officials and ask them to give an account of what they owed him. As he was doing this, one official was brought in who owed him 50 million silver coins. But he didn't have any money to pay what he owed. The king ordered him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all he owned, in order to pay the debt. The official got down on his knees and began begging, "Have pity on me, and I will pay you every cent I owe." The king felt sorry for him and let him go free. He even told the official that he did not have to pay back the money. As the official was leaving, he happened to meet another official who owed him 100 silver coins. So he grabbed the man by the throat. He started choking him and said, "Pay me what you owe." The man got down on his knees and began begging, "Have pity on me, and I will pay you back." But the first official refused to have pity. Instead, he went and had the other official put in jail until he could pay what he owed. When some other officials found out what had happened, they felt sorry for the man who had been put in jail. Then they told the king what had happened. The king called the first official back in and said, "You're an evil man. When you begged for mercy, I said you did not have to pay a cent back. Don't you think you should show pity to someone else as I did to you?" The king was so angry that he ordered the official to be tortured until he could pay back everything he owed. "That is how my Father in heaven will treat you if you don't forgive each of my followers with all your heart."
Wow, that's quite a sobering story, isn't it? Two men with the same question, be patient with me. The official to the king, and the king was patient. In fact, he forgave him his debt. But that man didn't pass it on, did he? And that's a really sad thing. He went and then persecuted someone who owed him hardly anything at all. He didn't pass on the patience. And I think there's a few things we can learn very briefly from that story. The first is that patience and love go together. That patience and love go together. In fact, did you notice when Paul was writing to Ephesus, he says, be patient with one another, bearing with one another in love. There's a famous passage in the Bible that we had at our wedding yesterday. We had a wedding yesterday afternoon here. 1 Corinthians 13, which starts, love is patient. So patience and love go together. And as we read that story, we realize that patience and forgiveness also go together. The Bible tells us that patience and love are part of God's character. We've already sung, God is love. And part of his love is that he's patient with us. He keeps on forgiving us again and 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 again. Do you get the point? And patience and forgiveness are also part of God's character. And here's the challenge. God says, this is how I am with you, and I want you to be the same with each other and with other people. Patience and forgiveness go together. Patience and forgiveness are good for others. When that first official received forgiveness, it must have been like a huge weight was lifted off his shoulders. If you know what it's like to be forgiven by someone else, if, as I hope you do, you know what it's like to be forgiven by God, it gives you just this most amazing sense of release and relief, of freedom and new life. And that's what God promises us in Jesus. But you know, there's something else. Patience and forgiveness are good for us as well. And the Bible, I think, is very clear about that. That one of the ways that we can make ourselves ill and bitter and twisted and angry and unhappy is by forgiving, by choosing not to forgive someone else. By always being impatient, even with the milk on the table. And God says, just as I'm patient and forgiving with you, it's good for you if you learn to be patient and forgiving with others. In fact, it might even be better for you than it is for the person that you forgive. And here's the thing, I think, about this story and about patience. Patience and forgiveness need to be passed on. For health and for life, they're not things we can hold to ourselves. When God is patient with us and forgives us, we have to forgive other people. Otherwise, somehow, we don't find ourselves able to forgive God's, to receive God's forgiveness. So a few things there to remember. And I want to end just by praying for us. I want you to think perhaps about where you are on that scale at the moment. Perhaps to think about one relationship that you find it very hard to be patient about. Maybe there's someone or a group of people who you really haven't forgiven. And if I'm honest, I think that that's probably eating away at you more than it is them. So I'd love, in a moment's silence, in the presence of the Spirit of God, to ask God right now to help us to forgive other people and so to receive more of his forgiveness. And I think that can happen in a moment, but it will then be a work that we'll need to continue with over the coming weeks, days, years. So let's be still and just hold a situation. If you've got one in your mind with someone that you find it very difficult to be patient with, that maybe you're struggling to forgive, and I'll pray a prayer for all of us. Father, we thank you so much that you're so patient with us, that you love to forgive us, that though it cost you your life in Jesus, you gave it freely so that we might be forgiven and know new life. I pray for every one of us this morning, however young or old we are, however patient or impatient we feel we are, that we might know your forgiveness in a fresh way, especially as we come to share communion. But more than that, I pray that we'll be enabled by your Spirit to pass on your forgiveness to others. So here and now, we choose to let go of unforgiveness and bitterness, and we pray for your strength to let go of that once and for all and to receive and pass on your love, your patience, and your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.